English 2019
Part 3 In Part 3, you will hear an interview.
Our guest this morning is free runner Katie McDonnell. Good morning, Katie. Thank you for coming in today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Katie, you're a free runner, otherwise known as a professional parkour athlete. Could you please tell our listeners what free running is? I'm not sure they all know.
Well, free running is basically moving in open spaces. This involves running, climbing, swinging and jumping, and it's normally done in built-up areas.
Right, I see. And how did you get into this sport?
It all started while I was at university. I was in my first year and I was looking for a new hobby, so I started cheerleading in my free time. I went along to gym sessions, and that's where I met a group of guys who did free running. They showed me a few moves, and gradually I found that I was spending more time training for free running than for cheerleading.
And when did you realise you could make a living by leaping off buildings?
I was in my final year at university, and I was offered a few commercial jobs. When I realised that there was actually potential for me to do this as a career, I started thinking, whoa, I really am going to have a go at this.
And it has worked out great, hasn't it? Let us talk about the type of work you have done. You have taken part in advertising campaigns and in films. You have also been on TV and performed live.
Yes, the last 6 years really have been amazing. I have done stunts for various actresses as well. For example, I doubled Mila Jovovich in the film Resident Evil. I had to complete a parkour sequence in a laser beam tunnel. The most exciting thing about my job, however, is that it allows me to travel so much. I've been on film location in Venice, Barcelona, Rome, LA, Buenos Aires, all over the world.
You make it look so simple. How much training do you do?
A lot. I work hard in the gym as well as on the streets. I need to keep my body in shape, so I do an hour or two most evenings, doing pull-ups and 10-kilogram weights, as well as running for fitness and leg strength. I try to train in a way that will increase my explosivity. That's really important in parkour.
Well, you look great, Katie, if I may say so. Katie, you have over 160,000 followers online, and this has helped make free running more and more popular. How can people get involved in this sport?
I would look for classes online. If you want to get into parkour properly, though, you should try and find out whether there is a parkour community near where you live. Training with other people who have more experience is a great way to learn and progress. There are loads of tutorials online to help you get started.
Thanks for the tip. What do you like best about free running?
What I love about this sport is that there are no limitations, no rules. You can train anywhere, in the city, in the jungle, or in the forest. It's all down to your own creativity.
Thank you for joining us on the show today, Katie.